Oh my god. God damn. Dude, how fitting is this soundbite to this announcement?
Good news, everyone.
How fitting is that, bro? So Futurama reboot on Hulu.
I said I married hip hop. I had to drop to my knee.
Oh. Not seen.
Adventure Time? Shut the fuck up.
That you gotta put it there. I haven't seen it.
Huh?
I never watched it whenever it came on.
Are you serious?
I always skipped it. Sometimes I beat my head. It's something that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand or reach. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm all f***ing tell. It should be my meat. Let's go ahead and get started with episode 107. It's going to be a little bit of a chiller one. No guests today. Many guests in the future. Thanks, JP, for coming on. Kingsley was there in spirit.
JP. This kid, I love you.
Oh, wait. Go ahead and press start recording. He'll still hear it, though. Yeah, right there. That'd be funny if you hit start streaming, because that would stream it directly to Twitch.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I still have my stream key up in there. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get started with the episode. Let's roll the intro, since I haven't played the intro in a long time.
I can't not do it every day.
Like twice, I can't sleep if I don't. Right,
yeah, dude. If I wake up and I forgot to beat my meat, I beat my meat and go back to sleep. Sometimes I
beat my meat. God, it's so loud. Sound it's such a feat. Yeah, so do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand or reach. I throw the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Fucking ass, I go for beach, ask for treats. Silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed, it's a greed. Holy she, really she, gotta be a Jew with the T, true with the B. Real. I had to give Jill a shout out. Feeling this beat,
homegirl. How's that? How's that? Dude?
Shaking in your seat. Watch. No, I said Jill.
Oh,
yeah, I had to give Jill a shout out.
I become the family. Come around said Joe. Angrily.
Can't you Joe? Blasphemy? He's dude. Same. He's fucking. Like skinny, you know, skinny, yeah. And living the life, mm-hmm. playing all these Steam games. I always see like a new game pop up, like now playing this one. Like, bro, how do you have time to work out, get that fucking in shape, and keep the same pace of hours played in the games? Blows my mind, bro. He's a machine. Honestly, the funniest person I know.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like I'm trying to figure out who would be funnier, but I really can't come up with anything. He's a gem of a person. But speaking about gems of a person, I'm being really nice today, aren't I? we're gonna go ahead and run through the episode, run through the categories. But while we're running through the categories, we're gonna play the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. Dude, JP is so impressed. I don't know if I kept this in or not. But I said that, and then he looked at me. He's like, "Damn, dude, what the fuck?" I was like, "You want me to do it again? Dak Attack, Mac and Back Attack."
You're just so used to it now that the flow is incredible.
Yeah. If I stutter, I feel very disappointed in myself. I go back after the episode and go in the mirror, and I'm like, "Dak Attack, Mac and Back Attack, Dak Attack, Mac and Back Attack." Don't you ever fuck up again? But yeah, this is Glimpses. So go check them out. Todd's on SoundCloud. It's a little chiller one, a little chill episode. So we got the Grant's Basement, of course. We have I'm not going to say too much about the Harry Mack video. Just know that I usually listen to the first 5 seconds because I like to have a genuine reaction. But this one is too good. I think it's on par with the prom one. I really do.
I don't know, man. The LSU one was pretty good.
No, the one that you sent me. There was another one. Well, we're gonna get to that. So we got the Gramps Basement, and then I'm actually gonna throw in an Eminem freestyle right after Harry Mack, and then we're gonna compare the two. So we're gonna see how that goes.
Moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Who is the real Slim Shady that will stand up?
And then we got the news segment coming after that. And then we got a tier list I've been wanting to do. Because we mentioned a few, we mentioned Adventure Time. Remember that that reference that we were trying to remember for like 5 minutes and it finally came to us? You're like, the bird and the dog and the raccoon.
Yeah.
Wait, that was a
regular show.
Yeah, that was regular show. Yeah. But yeah, speaking of all that, I wanted to do a tier list because I have some, I got some hot takes that I don't think a lot of people are going to like. I can't help it though. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on with the Gramps Basement. And JP loved this one.
Spell red.
What? L-S-T-E-R.
It's so perfect. It's so perfect.
There's no way. This isn't.
Chill.
I already see the fucking grenades.
Chill. You know that place all too well.
Bruh.
We know that place all too well, bruh. We about to. Because you know, I sent you a link to go see him. Look what he's doing, bro. He's building some hype for him. So let's see how hyped this group of people on what street is this?
Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Let's see how hype motherfucking bourbon motherfuckers go.
Bourbon Street.
Let's see it.
Wow.
Yo, can I do a freestyle?
Look at all of them. They're already.
Oh, for real? Yes. All right. Let me get some words from you guys to inspire the freestyle.
Delta Phi?
Yes. Hell yeah. Delta Phi?
Bloody.
Bloody?
Yeah.
All right. Delta Phi.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Married?
Yeah.
Delta Phi, Bloody, Mary. Anything else?
Pterodactyl.
There we go. All right, let's get it. Y'all ready?
Go ahead.
Oh, man. This is so hype.
Should have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is gonna be a good crowd.
Dude, you already know.
When he's rhyming, they know this man's A grade. In this game, I'm blowing up just like a hand grenade. When it comes to freestyle,
dude, right there reminds me of the other guy in the crowd.
I'm a melting rapper's flesh. I reveal his skull. I'll be coming right up at the top. I said, I melt them guys. Yeah, melt the flesh off. Then I rap for Delta 5. I'm a rep for your house. Yeah, y'all know my vocals are thundering. Getting down all the assumptions. Y'all know these rappers is all in my scope. They make me feel like I'm hunting. Yeah, man, cover y'all up in it. Any competition, I'm ready to win it. Step to the podium, and I'm really going in. When it comes around, I never know sinning. Pulling right off at the mantle. I'm never using no pencil. I got a rhyme right off at the tip. I feel like that's just essential. Cause when I'm rhyming, I be entering a crazy zone. Okay, me and these rappers are not buddies. Oh,
look,
I slice their necks, I leave the scene bloody. Everybody about to fuck with Harry.
Fucking
hits. I fuck them up early morning like a Bloody Mary. Yeah, y'all know that Harry's insane.
Yeah,
in holy matrimony, I done married the game. Yeah, matter of fact, ain't nobody hotter than me. I said I married hip hop, I had to drop to my knee. Acting it out. Whatever words they throw to me, that's what I'm rapping about. Yeah, rappers is kinda nice, but can't fuck with Harry's rap flow. My shit is fly.
Fucking pterodactyl.
It's safe, I got rhymes galore. Take y'all back to the era of the dinosaurs. Yeah, every time that I'm rhyming, y'all know that I sing in alignment. These rappers, they got me all crossed, but I be shining just like your diamond. Over the track, I'm about to bleed. In the game, I'm about to succeed. I be pulling up with big beads. Yeah, big necklace flooded, I believe that. H-Mag, quick to get you high like a weed sack. Y'all know when I spit, I stay in control. I respect the Jordan jersey, but don't spit no bowl. Yeah,
damn, that was nice.
Y'all know I be helping
you. You too loaded, bro. You don't know
no
what's going on.
Yes, we not allowing no bullshit. And when I be coming right off of the mental, you know I come through with a bomb first. I just popped up on the corner out here in New Orleans and made me a concert.
Ooh!
Yeah, so this microphone when I destroy. If y'all fucking with the music, make some goddamn noise.
Wow, dude.
Doesn't he remind you of the other guy in the prom video?
Appreciate it, man.
So what do you think? You think it's on par with it?
Bruh. I think this might be the new Eminem.
Oh, shit.
Bruh.
His ability just to make a concert out in the middle of nowhere just by his skill alone is phenomenal. And I mean, the Eminem one definitely isn't hype like this. It's more, it's like in the studio with Westwood. So it's not, I mean, he never did any shit like this.
Yeah, well.
We're about to hear the rhymes though.
Yeah.
We're about to hear the rhymes.
Objective.
Let's go. Whoa, Nelly. Tell Angelina Jolie I'm ready with petroleum jelly to smear it all over me belly. And tell her she can hit me on me mobile me celly and meet in the salami section of the grocery deli. And maybe we can find us an appropriate telly, a Motel 6 or 8. I think they both could be helly. Then I quit it, then I told her email me and don't call me, I'll call you. Can you feel me? You smell me? Animal instinct, cannibalistic. Yeah. I just ran out of lipstick. Animal twisted, six sadistic, son of a six, six, six.
Dude.
Broke his crucifix, made out of sticks, then fixed it. Now play it backwards, muscle relaxes, mixed with liquid. The latter is diluted for quick fix. You're delusional, illusions look realistic. Okay.
Okay.
I need Christopher Reeves to come and lay his verse. I think he can spit it better on medicine ball. First off, I did not even realize the guy died. So I guess them Christopher Reeves jokes ain't gonna fly. Oh, damn, I'm on the road, don't get me started. And then got pissed at me, tried to push me in. With such accuracy, he aims and he shoots the target. Cupid's arrow and poison. Now look, sweetheart, it's the kissing bandit on the missing the lead. Mr. Degenerous, disenchanted by men. Now just listen, damn it. Mr. Rossi, I need no posse, I single-handed. Lee will stir your heart with a kiss. Where should I plant it? Mwah, maybe it's moi. And my repertoire's running around in pink panties and leopard bra and negligee. Okay. Negligee, you say tomato, I say tomato. I'm Tommy Mottola, Mariah, don't stop me, I'm on the roll. Oh. Dude, he's so fucking sick.
Yeah,
that, he's demented.
Okay, he's an OG.
It's too different. It's two different type of shit. One's like a crowd, like crowd pleasing. Like he's really good. Harry Mack's really good with the fast punch lines and calling people out. And he's just Eminem is just like telling a really fucked up story and rhyming every word, every syllable with every third syllable to every third word. It's insane. They're both in a league of their own.
Yeah.
I'll say that. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
But, like I say in all of them, all these podcast episodes, it's only downhill from here. Cause I have a new, you know how we watch like Infobrin and that guy who goes on the train and says, what was his name? What was his name? He wears like that green hat. We haven't featured him in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I pick out people to spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
I have a potential spotlight at the end of this episode, at the end of this Gramps Basement, that I find really fucking funny. It's a really good twist on a very popular trend. So that'll be the last video in this. So let's go to the next.
I was paralyzed.
Pause it. Do you remember this video? Okay, bro. Go to the beginning. This guy got really fucked up. I think he took some shrooms. I could be mistaken, but he starts freaking out, and that's the context of this. So he's fucked up. He can't handle it. And this, imagine if one of us acted like this.
All right, let's see.
He's
turning
I
red.
Dude, stop.
Please, I was just stuck in time. I swear to God. No, please, this is really not good. This is really not good. Please, I was just stuck in time, guys. I'm going to explode. No, please, 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 no, stop, please.
Dude, come on, man.
No, stop. I was just paralyzed.
The whole party got quiet.
Please,
trust
me.
Trust me. You don't shut the fuck up for 30 seconds. You're fine. Oh, man. He's fucking crying. No. He's trying to reason with him. Still not dead.
I can't move.
What the fuck?
I was stuck in time. I was just paralyzed. I was just paralyzed.
That dude was out of it.
I think it was just weed. Because you heard one of the dudes say, bro, you just smoked. Bro, it was just weed.
Maybe it was that a sativa.
Dude, because you know the story with Wes, right? Wesley? Mm-mm. Bro. Okay, I'm sorry, Wesley, for telling the story. I'll condense it just a little bit. So we were over at Garrett's place, and we were all taking dab rips, right? And Wesley didn't smoke a lot at that time. I think he didn't smoke at all, and he was taking a dab rip for the first time. So we would always go over there and take a dab rip, get some shit, go back home, and then that's how we'd do it. So he showed up. I took my dab rip, and Garrett's like, I'm going to fuck him up. And I'm like, bro, it's his first time. Chill. He didn't chill, and the nail was red hot. Have you ever taken a hit out of a dab rig?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put the shit on the nail whenever it's red hot. It's supposed to cool the fuck down to a good temperature. If you do red hot, it's going to burn everything, and it's going to be so hot going down your throat, and it's just going to annihilate you. So that's what happened. He got annihilated, and he started tripping. I saw his pupils get to the size of his whole fucking eyeball. It was just black. And then this is... Okay, I got to take my headphones off for this. But he said that he couldn't see without doing this. So, like... He had his hair in front of his face, and then he was rocking back and forth, doing this. And he said, he had to do that because he was seeing how a fly sees. You know, a fly has like all those fucking eyes.
Yeah.
And he said he was seeing in like that type of way where it was just like different views and different places in his vision. And the only way to fix it and look straight is to do that. And I might cut this out. I'll ask you if I can air this. But he also started just throwing up everywhere. There was just puke everywhere. Yeah. And we gave him a trash can, right? So he got the trash can, and he could not hold it. He couldn't hold it up. Every time he would try to put his hands on it, he would just melt in the chair, and then throw up would go all over him. We had to call people to come get him, bro. And I'm like, bro, I had never seen anything like that in my life. So weed or dabs can definitely make you trip, dick, because that dude wasn't just high. That dude was tripping. I saw his eyes, man.
Yeah, you see.
I'm sorry, Wes. So maybe this guy was right about to be at that level.
I was just paralyzed.
I was stuck in time. Right. Oh, another funny dank story. Ben told me he ate some edibles for the he smoked for the first time. And he said that the audio and video weren't aligning whenever he was just chilling. So he was like trying to watch a movie, trying to watch a TV show or something, and the audio was either behind or forward, whatever he was saying. And he was like, bro, I that made me laugh so much. I fucking cackled when he told me this. Oh, you think it's funny, huh? I was like, dude, that is one of the funniest things you've ever told me. Oh, man. I love stories like that. It's so funny to me. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, my God. God damn. Yeah, that's it.
That's... I don't know.
That is an injury.
He had whiplash.
God.
Oh, his head's just fucking shooting back.
Yeah.
He's about to rip off.
Smack them lips against my ear. Grab my hips. I'll let you steer.
There you go. Oh, gosh.
How the hell are you, man? All right. Long time.
I know it's been a long time.
I know it's been a long time.
Doing real good. Doing real good. Yeah. That's really good. I'm here with my son, Maurice. You remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a while.
He's really sprouted, hasn't he?
Uh-huh. I got great grandkids now, and they're starting to sprout.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. You had the finest little frog hairs. FLFHs, as Kenneth would say. Remember this? Dolphin die 5-5.
This dude's a good sport.
He's trying to get the.
Before you take off, I gotta show you what I've been working on, huh?
Dude.
Hey, that's my drink.
It's more.
You can have it. Oh, no, I'm good.
It's dolphin milk.
Oh, okay.
It's milked dolphin on porpoise.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
All right, you take care.
You know our love was meant to be. Oh, God. The type of love that lasts forever. And I want you here with me.
Wow.
He's still turning it back.
From tonight until the end of time.
that deep. Wow.
I didn't see this part.
Who is that?
That's him.
What?
That's Infrabrim.
No way.
Yeah. Look at him. Doesn't he look exactly how you picture him? Yeah. That's like most of the comments are like, bro, how do you embody a person that I can imagine?
Wow.
That's smack them lips against my...
Jesus. Okay, pause it. Okay, go all the way to the beginning. So this is that new spotlight thing I was talking about. So you know how everybody like has the trending thing is to go up to random people and then just like do something like spin the wheel or do this or do that and get like shake my hand or slap me or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So this is he flips it in a very, very funny way. So both of these people are in on it. So let's just play it.
Yes, sir. I got this guy following me with a camera. He won't leave me alone.
Okay. What seems exactly the issue at the moment, sir? May I ask you? Sir, may I ask you what's going on as well? Sir, may I, I'm trying to speak with you. Can you please tell me what's going on? Okay, what did... Copy. What's exactly going on?
He just followed me with a camera and won't stop recording me. I don't know why he's doing that, but...
sir, well, I'm going to have to ask you please not do that. I'm going to try to fix this as quick as I can, but...
So you got your screwdrivers?
Screwdrivers.
Well, you're going to fix it, right?
Smart aleck.
What?
Being a smart aleck right there.
What happened? No, this guy's recording me.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call Sudik to help. So can I ask you, sir, what exactly is going on? May I ask why you're following him with the camera?
Screwdriver, bro.
May I, sir, I'm trying to speak with you. If you would be willing to, if you'd be willing to work with me, I'd be happy to work with you.
That's a camera.
Yes, sir.
Sir, why are you recording? Knock it off.
He is asking you to please stop recording, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to ask you as well to please either quit recording or you will have to leave the mall. If you do not leave or do not comply, unfortunately, we will have to keep you out for the day. And if you consistently do not listen, unfortunately, you are recording in a non-public space. This is actually private.
Should we call
property.
For backup?
Bro.
I will get the police here to help mediate the situation. Sir, you're being asked to leave for the day. If you do not leave, we will have the police come and escort you out. You are not following what we are asking you to do.
Yes, so stop doing that and stop recording.
I know it's
I'm trying to help you out because we're on the same team here, right?
Yeah,
and he's still recording.
We're getting the situation resolved. I understand this is very frustrating, and I don't want it to be frustrating for anyone.
So obviously
myself, yourself, or him. I certainly do. I want to make sure that at least is mediated as far as.
Sorry about that. And it's just been a rough day for me, and I just didn't know if we were gonna figure this out.
Wow.
Or not, because he's still recording.
Something seems a little off here. So,
well, 2 + 2 = 4, right?
Well, yes.
So what does that equal?
That equals 4. I actively have my officer right here getting a hold of the police department to help mediate the situation.
What are they going
to
do?
They will go on ahead and make sure that this gentleman here will actually be escorted off of the property.
And gone?
Yes, as in gone for the day.
Okay.
You're welcome to go past, sir.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, are you going this way? Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't...
All right. Sir,
he's just fucking with every single aspect of their life.
What was that all about?
Oh, just a gentleman just trying to get by.
All right, bro. Enough's enough, dude. Put the camera down.
Please stop.
Wow. All right. He's my new favorite. He is my new favorite.
I got this guy following me with a camera.
Dude, holy my boy. Favorite part is whenever he, like, goes at him. He's like, he's recording me. And he just looks at him.
Like, I'm trying to fix this. You got your screwdrivers? Huh? You say you're trying to fix it? You got your screwdriver? Wait,
let's play the first part until the part that you just mentioned, and then we'll stop it.
Good.
The issue at the moment.
Oh, okay. You smart out.
He's like, huh? What happened?
Sir, may I ask you what's going on as well?
He's recording me.
That's a camera, isn't it?
Sir, I'm trying to speak with you. Can you please tell me what's going on? Well, okay, what did... Copy. What's exactly going on?
He just followed me with a camera and won't stop recording me. I don't know why he's doing that, but...
sir, I'm going to have to ask you to please not do that. I'm going to try to fix this as quick as I can, but...
You got your screwdrivers?
Screwdrivers.
Well, you're going to fix it, right?
Smart aleck.
What?
Being a smart aleck right there.
What happened? No, this guy's recording me.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call see what I can do to help.
So fucking you, smooth, bro.
Exactly
so smooth.
Yo, can I do a freestyle?
Oh, my God.
That was so smooth.
What happened? No, he's recording me. Then he's just like, what the fuck? Did I just go, did I just black out in a conversation? All right, so we're going to do our news segment because we got one pretty weird news article that I came across and a very special announcement that I just, you can just exit out of it, to be honest. Yeah, so that's going to be my announcement. How crazy is that? Wow. So let me, before, oh my God. And this is so perfect. Let's do the news intro and then, hit that I on the window capture right underneath game capture. Yeah. And dude, how fitting is this soundbite to this announcement?
Good news, everyone.
How fitting is that, bro? So Futurama reboot on Hulu. Oh my God, bro. This is like is there any information at all? The Futurama reboot on Hulu isn't far away, and here's everything we know about it. Let me scroll down and let's see what's happening. We're back, baby. Bender. Good news, everyone. The animated sci-fi. 2003. Back in 2013. Yeah, I remember that. Episodes on Disney Plus. If you can't.
Well, you can't currently watch.
No, about the redo. Oh, wait. We'll find. Oh, wait. But it's back, baby. And while you can currently watch old episodes on Disney Plus, you'll find out everything we know about the reboot from release date. You'll find out everything we know. That is very vague. The show's premise... Okay, I know the fucking premise. What a great show, though. Does it have any type of date? Q loads of intergalactic shenanigans. Keep scrolling down. Look at that.
So
no firm date, but expected summer of 2023.
So, I mean, they're going to make new episodes or just, like, refurbish the old ones?
Wait, let's see. It's a reboot. Well, the good news is we won't have to wait until a year. Ha ha ha. We do have time to frame. I mean, it's a reboot. So I'm expecting a new... Wait. Hopefully not too much longer. That's an official motherfucker. So fans of Futurama. Go to... Press Seymour.
Where?
Right there. New episode should be released sometime this summer. Okay. New episodes.
Thank you, Lauren.
Oh my God. I just needed to announce that because that's one of my favorite fucking shows. Way better than The Simpsons. You agree?
I heard that.
well, that's not going to be in our tier list coming up, but Futurama is better than The Simpsons. Sorry.
I agree.
I just The Simpsons is entertaining, but I laugh. I think Futurama and The Simpsons are the same quality-wise, animation quality-wise, but Futurama just makes me laugh more, and it's more entertaining, and it's just, need I say more? But let's go to the next news segment, though. Go to the next tab.
This
is the solution to a long-distance relationship, a virtual kissing machine. I didn't read into this at all, so let's just play the video. This already looks insane. So, I'm going to put this up on the screen for everybody.
So, So does it work with oral too?
Yeah, it's like one person's obviously cheating. So I keep... Okay, that is so creepy. That is so creepy, bro. So what's the premise behind this? Scroll down a little bit.
One person, each person has that device and...
And like it moves if you press up against it? Like does it register the haptic feedback?
Yeah,
and
then so push the other back? Person is basically... It's supposed to reenact you kissing them from afar. So that they know like you're still there and
how the mighty have
fallen. Have some kind of intimate
relationship with a fucking piece of rubber. Look at that shot. I'm gonna put that picture up. Oh my god, man. How much is it? Does it say a price?
No.
Just to be determined. Oh man, that's just really depressing. It really is. But
and look, you can FaceTime while
dude, no.
So you have
no.
You can see their face and
you see their face, dude. You're not supposed to look at that part. Yeah, you're not supposed to keep your eyes open like that. You fucking freak.
Look at this dude. He's full in. Like I see you.
Oh my god. Okay, get that off my screen. Right. We're doing the we're gonna rapid fire through these because I'm pretty fluent in all this. I don't know how you're gonna. You might just have to. Well, it's gonna keep coming up whenever you drag them on. Okay. So I haven't seen a bunch of these because these are after the time that I watch cartoons. But let's just get started with it. I don't have any sound, so we're just going to do this. Yeah. Y'all aren't going to be thinking that after this first pick. Not seen.
Adventure Time? Shut the fuck up.
That you got to put it there. I haven't seen it.
Huh?
I never watched it whenever it came on.
Are you serious?
I always skipped it.
No way.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
All right.
It divided the room immediately. Yeah. Put it in trash, bro. Put that shit in the trash. What is that fucking ant farm? What is that? What is that next?
Austin and Allie.
I haven't seen that. I saw Ant Farm because I watched like an episode and I was just... Is that that cow motherfucker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's whenever they had the TV show after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That was... let's put that in dank. I like that shit. Ben 10, OG.
What about that?
You fucking kidding me? What is that?
Beyblade.
OG.
Let it rip.
Bro, that had a whole... Blue's Clues, OG.
Caillou.
Let's do mid. Caillou's mid.
It's Caillou.
Camp Lazlo, OG. Put it in there.
Hell yeah.
Put it in there. Cat Dog, OG. Chowder, OG. Kids Next Door, OG. Courage the Cowardly Dog, OG. Oh, man. We're
dude, that Courage the Cowardly Dog was actually kind of scared me some episodes.
Dude, return the flag. Wait, return the slab. Return the slab. And the burger, the pig episode with the burgers, they were like they were actually cannibals, it turned out.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucking scary, man.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Count Chicken, OG. Dexter's, OG. Digimon, let's put in dank. I watched a little bit of that. I fucked with it. What was that? What is that?
Dog with a block.
I've never seen that. Doug,
I've seen a little bit.
Yeah, but... I would put mid.
Yeah.
Edit OG. What the fuck is that?
Handy. Oh, El Tigre. You never seen that? He's like turns into a cat?
Nope.
Tiger?
Nope, never. God, dude, I can already hear and feel the comments for that first pick. I'm sorry.
Fairly Odd Parents?
OG. What the fuck
Fish is hooks.
That? Never seen it. Foster's OG. What is that?
Oh, that's Garfield.
I didn't watch it that much, but I love Garfield, so let's put it in Dank.
Yeah, he's just a lazy cat.
Yeah, just love care. Lasagna.
Girl Dude, meets world.
Never seen. I'm gonna watch that fucking trash.
Good luck, Charlie.
Never seen it. What the fuck is that?
Falls something. I can't read the top.
Never seen it.
Handyman.
I remember briefly seeing that whenever Carter would watch cartoons, mm-hmm. but I never watched like an episode because I was too old at the time.
Hey Arnold. Arnold,
OG, bro. Hey Arnold. iCarly, I'd put that in OG. I love Spencer. Actually, let's put iCarly in Dank. That's not good enough.
This is, I think that's Invaders.
Oh, OG. Mm-hmm. I love Invaders, them.
Jake and some pirate.
I never seen that in my life. Jesse, never seen it. I know of it. It's very popular.
Neutron, Boy Genius.
OG, dude, OG. Buy candy Johnny bars. Bravo. Guys, a kid with a nag. Where do you think I'm going to put that shit, bro? OG. Johnny Bravo. Yeah, OG. Johnny Test. I'll put that in Dank. It needed another level to become OG.
Really? I liked it.
I watched it all the time. I just felt like, I don't even know what that is. Never seen it. I've never seen that other one.
You haven't seen this?
What is that?
I can't remember. I can't think of the name, but
it's not.
I've watched a couple episodes.
Not familiar to me at all. Yeah, news not seen. Little
Einsteins.
Oh, dude. I actually fucked with that. I used to watch my little cousin, and that would always come on, and the intro is pretty good. So pretty let's put that moderately tolerable.
Yeah, I was about to put it right there too.
Oh, dude, I love that motherfucker. Oh, put that moderately tolerable.
Liv and Maddie.
No, never seen it.
Mighty B.
Never seen it.
Robot Monster.
Never. Nope.
My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Oh, man, that was good. Let's put it in Dank. That was pretty good. I don't know how you know.
Oh, wait, I'm messing this up. These are...
I've moved Carly down to Dank and yeah, Johnny. Okay. Yeah, all that's good.
Pen Zero?
Never seen it. Phineas and Ferb, put that in Dank. You can scroll up and hold it at the same time?
Yeah, I just figured that out.
Oh, shit. Oh, I thought that, like, zoomed it in or zoomed it out or some shit.
Banana Cricket? What the? Never. Goat Banana Cricket? Dude, that looks so stupid.
That title looks and sounds ridiculous.
I don't even know what that is.
Never seen it.
Regular show. This dude.
Let's put it at the top of Dank. The top of Dank. I did watch that. You remember fucking me impersonating Muscle Man all the time.
My mom.
What is that?
Sam and Cat.
Nope, never seen it. What?
Sanjay and Craig.
Nope, never. I mean, you know what the next one, where the next one's gonna go.
Trash.
Yeah, if you even touch the trash with that motherfucker, that would be. That'd be blasphemy. Top of OG. Top of OG. The amount of times I reference this show, almost on the daily. Teen Titans OG. OG. Absolutely. Not the Teen Titans Go. Is that what's after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, put that in the fucking trash, bro. Put that in the trash, please. That's disgusting.
Gumball.
Nah, dude. Trash. Trash. I hate it.
The Backyardians.
Ah, dude, I watched that with my little brother. Let's put that mid. Mid. Backyardigans. Oh, dude, yeah, Bears Team Bears. I don't want to put OG because I didn't watch it like all the way through and really appreciate it. But let's put it. No. Yeah, dank. I liked it. I liked the art style. OG.
Oh, shit.
OG.
The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh my god, that's so great.
Where are you going?
OG, bro. Yeah. OG.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Let's do OG.
That was good. And then they went off with all these spinoffs and it just
Yeah, it was like the Sweet Life on Deck. And yeah. then after that, wasn't it something else? Or did it end at Sweet Life on Deck?
Ah, then they went on an island or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I lost interest after that. It was great with the hotel and Mr. Mosby yeah. and London, all that. Tom and Jerry, OG, bro. And Total Drama. Dude, I remember watching Total Drama Island as an actual reality show. Yeah. I remember voting for people and stuff and like really hoping that this character would win.
It was good.
That had a hold on our generation for a good minute.
It was awesome because, I mean, they showed stuff. Like, that was like the peak of showing like kind of like little nudity and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, people cursing and they bleeped it out, but like you can tell what they were like going for.
Yeah, it was like it's like Lost. It's showing everybody, it's showing like a big scenario, and then it'll cut to people saying, "Yeah, I don't like this," or "I thought this about this situation." Mm-hmm. And it was a different spin on a cartoon.
It got people talking. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I remember watching it like it was Lost. Like, I hope they don't get voted off the island. Wait, what the fuck is that? Never seen that.
Oh my gosh.
I never seen it, but I saw commercials for it.
That show was just so weird. Like, I think whoever made it was tripping balls. Like, it was
Oh, dude, you know what's not on here? The Misadventures of Flapjack.
Ah, yeah.
That would be an OG. That is one of my favorite cartoon animation styles. How gritty and dirty everything looked. Mr. Knuckles. Fucking great, man.
Always was drunk.
Yeah, dude. We were watching that shit. And we were like, why is this motherfucker always just like sloppy and spitting everywhere and just sounding like that? He's drunk. He's drunk off his ass. I'm like pirate rum. What
this is.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Wizards, where we place? Let's put, I don't know, moderately tolerable. I used to watch that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
No, never seen it. It's a fucking Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
I watched that with my cousin. Let's put that in trash, though. It was very weird. Didn't really get any of that. All right, so let's go through or just like scroll all the way up and slowly go up and down. This is Chris's tier list for cartoons, not including The Misadventures of Flapjack, because that would be an OG. Is there any significant changes you would make to your tier list?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adventure Time.
This was mid.
Okay.
This was mid. This was trash.
Uncle Grandpa.
Trash.
Oh, so you've seen a lot more than me.
Yeah.
There was just one moment in time where I just stopped.
Trash.
I know that's where everybody would put it, but I'm sorry I haven't seen it. I mean, I know like an episode or two.
I put this out dank. They had some good shit.
Yeah, it was good for that type of Disney show.
Digimon.
Digimon, Digital Monsters.
Oh, Johnny Test, I love that show. I thought this was pretty good too. Regular show, OG. Yeah.
My mom.
The Phineas Ferb, that was OG. That was OG.
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
I watched all that during the summer.
Yeah, yeah. And school came along just to end it. But the annual problem of our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Like, maybe.
Watch one episode.
Building
trash.
A rocket or finding a mummy or yes, climbing up trash. The Eiffel Tower. Dude, how do I know that trash. Intro? Finding that something that shouldn't exist.
Andy or Mandy.
Building a monkey to shower.
All right.
Surfing tidal waves.
This is mine.
Running a dodo bird. Driving your sister insane. Phineas! As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall. So listen up, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So listen up, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. And what does she say at the end? Fuck.
She's like,
Mom, like, they're making a title.
Whatever they're doing, she says mom and then says what they're doing.
Yeah, they're na-na-na-na-na-na. Bow. Dude, how?
And then something falls on her.
Yeah. Dude, that was I'm pretty impressed with myself. I'm sorry. I just completely overshadowed the tier list. I was so infatuated with remembering an intro that I hadn't heard for probably 10 fucking years.
That was pretty good.
I have to change that from dank to OG because I just remembered the whole entire intro off the fucking bat. That's my only change. So this is King's tier list. Look at that, bro. Man, I know a lot of people in like the younger generation that watch us. It's just gonna be completely flipped because they weren't alive. They weren't alive.
Yeah.
To watch some of these cartoons, man, and it was off the air by the time they were born, or by the time they could process cartoons. But okay, let's go, do this, and then, all right. So we're gonna end the episode on that tier list. I gotta go eat. I gotta go beat my meat. I gotta go watch Phineas and Ferb and sing the intro into the mirror and practice. I promise I did not practice that before I came on. I promise. So we're gonna let the Dag Attack Maggot Baggot Sack lead us out with Glimpses Tides on SoundCloud. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, do all that. Show us some love. Keep roasting King's picks for the comedy movies. I love it. Yep.
I'm always eating. I'm right about my comedy.
Let him cook. And shout out Harry Mag. You are a legend, and I hope to go see you whenever you come through. Bam. All right. Peace out. 107 Dag Attack Mag Bag Sack Tide SoundCloud. Blah blah blah. Let's go.
Bye bye.